Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Vav. We are up to Sif Ches, the last line on page Tzadites. We're about to turn on to page 198. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Hirhur ba'asok of mutter. One thinking about his inyanim, his business things, is permissible. Umikomokom mishum oneg Shabbos, but still, because of oneg Shabbos, mitzvah shelo yachsho behem klal. There is a mitzvah not to be thinking about your inyanim at all on Shabbos. V'yehei be'enav ki'ilu kol malachto asuya. And it should be in your eyes as if all your malach is done. So me'ikar adin, to think about your business is mutter, but because of oneg Shabbos, there's a mitzvah not to think about it at all. It should be in your eyes as if all your malacha was done. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, Hirhur ba'asok of mutter. Thinking about your asokim is mutter. Diksiv v'daber dover. The pasuk says v'daber dover, that your dibur on Shabbos shouldn't be like the week. Dibur aser hirhur mutter. So it's only speaking about it that's aser, but thinking about it is mutter. Sif Katan Lamed Ches, top line on 198. Mitzvah shelo yachshov. So although me'ikra din is mutter, but there is a mitzvah not to be thinking about your private businesses on Shabbos. Umikol shekenim yesh lo ayidei hahirur tirdas halev udaiga diizar baza. Certainly, if a person, through thinking about his business, is going to have a tirda in his heart and he's going to be worried, certainly he should be careful about it. I am the Beis Yosef. If you look at note 38, he quotes the Beis Yosef, says, Shom kasa b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah sheba'ofen ze osur laharher. It's not only that it's a mitzvah not to, it's actually an isser to be thinking about your business if it causes you worry and it causes you tirda. If you look at the next paragraph in note 38, v'im al yidei ahirhur nigram la'oneg. Let's say thinking about your asokim causes you enjoyment on Shabbos, kigon osher ha'maharer b'hotzos nesuei b'no. Like a wealthy man who's thinking about the money he's going to spend on his son's chasanos, that brings him great joy. So says the Kafachayim, b'shem the yafei lalev, shebevadai mutter lahahir, that's for sure allowed to be thought about. The af ein mitzvah lihimona mikach, and there's not any mitzvah to hold back from it, that would be 100% fine. Sif katan la mites, we said it should be in your eyes as if all your malach is done when Shabbos comes in. Kedisa b'mechilta parshas Yisrael, like the mechilta says in parshas Yisrael on the pasuk that says, "Sheishes yomim tavod v'asisa kol malatecha." 6 days you should work and you should do all of your malacha. V'chi efsher la'odam lasos kol malachto b'sheishes yomim. Is a person able to do all his malacha in 6 days? Ela shvos ki ilu kol malachto asuya. Rather, you should rest on Shabbos as if all your malacha is done, and therefore, ideally, one should not be thinking about anything. He should just be focused on what he has to be focused on, and he should view it as if all his malacha is taken care of. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tess, Osir lomar le'enu Yehudi sheyele chutz latchum b'shabbis achar krove hamesh yavo laspido. So they want to get a relative of someone who died to give a hesped. It's usher to tell a goy to go outside the tchum on Shabbos to find the relatives to come back and give a hesped. But a chola who is very, very sick, he's about to die, the Omar Shiishlachu Ba'ad Krovov, and he's calling for his relatives, Vadai Shari. There for sure you could send a guy to go get his relatives. So to send a guy outside the Tchum to bring back relatives to give a hesped for someone who already died, that's not allowed. But if a person is in a makom of sakana, he's in a state of sakana, and he asks for his relatives, that is for sure mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem, Osir Lomar, it is forbidden to say to the guy to go outside the Tchum, Didafka Lomar Lo Lasos Achara Shabbos Mutter. Dafka, to ask the guy to do it after Shabbos, that's permissible. Mishum Dahave Tzarechi Mitzvah. So you can tell him on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos, that's okay. Ukemo Shekosav Sif Gimel, like we saw in Sif Gimel. Avalo Sheyasa O Yelech B'Shabbos. But not that he should go, or that he should do the malacha on Shabbos. V'chein afilu omar lo mi'erev Shabbos la'asos b'Shabbos aser. Even if you told the guy before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, it's also aser. Afshu l'tzarech kala o meis, even if it is for the purposes of a kala or a meis. There is a question that Prima Gadim asks, why can't you tell the goy to go outside the tchum on Shabbos for a need of a mitzvah? L'maisa, that would be a shvus to shvus mokom mitzvah, which we hold as mutter. You're telling a goy, which is a drabonon, to go outside the tchum, which is a drabonon, for the tzorach of a mitzvah, to give a hesped for a mace. So that should be a shvus to shvus mokom mitzvah, which is mutter. Rabbi Kibager answers that we're talking about the tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which some say is the oraisa. And therefore, it's not really a shvus to shvus. There are other answers as well. Maybe it's not really considered a mitzvah, but this is a question that Prima Gadim asked that has to be gotten out of. Sivkotan mem alev vaday shari. But if a person who is deathly ill is asking for his relatives to be brought, for sure you could go ahead and send a goy to get his relatives. Afilu liskor eino Yehudi rots, even to hire a non-Jewish runner. Sheyorutz kama parsos b'Shabbos, that he'll run a few parsa on Shabbos. Lahavi krova b'motzei Shabbos, so his relatives can come back from motzei Shabbos. Gam kein shari, that's also mutter. Kedei shaloti taref daito alav. We don't want him to go crazy and to pass away because of his anxiety that he wants his relatives to come, so whatever you have to do, you do. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Yud, Lahachlif Mashkon Le'eno Yehudi B'Shabbos, to exchange a collateral for a guy on Shabbos, Mutter Imhu Malbush, that is permissible if it is a garment, V'yotzienu Ha'eno Yehudi Derech Malbusho, and the guy takes it out of your house, Derech Malbush, while he's wearing it. So we're talking about here, a Jew lent money to a guy, and the goy gave the Jew a mashkon, and now the goy wants to switch up the mashkon, that's going to be okay, as long as it is a garment, and the goy comes and switches it up, and walks out while he is wearing it, and the Ramah says, V'ayin l'kamon, simin shin chav hei. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ben Beis, it's mutter, lafuke me'aposkim she'asovrim dezem milchsi kemasa umatam. This is coming to exclude from the poskim who hold that this looks like a business deal. He's coming in and trading one mashkon for another one. Some say it looks like a business deal and it would be usser, but we're saying in the Mechaber that it's mutter as long as it is a malbush and he takes it out derech malbusho, sefkotem mem gimel. Holav hochi aser, but if he's not going to take it out while he is wearing it, it is forbidden. The kevan shu mamushkan liYisrael, since it's a collateral that's by the Yisrael, have a keilu he shall Yisrael. It's like it belongs to the Yisrael. The aser mishum marasayin, it's aser because of marasayin. The milsi shay Yisrael tivo lo tzio, since his mashkan was by the Yisrael, all of a sudden the goy is carrying it outside his house. It looks like the Jew commanded the goy to carry this item out. So if the goy wears it out, then it's going to be okay. You will avoid that marasayin. Sefkotan memdal, the Ramah said, "V'ayin l'kamon simin shin chav hey b'sif gimel b'hago." It's referring to shin chav hey sif gimel in the Ramah. The tov shehainu Yehudi yikach hamashkon be'atzmo. That is best in this case that the guy takes his own mashkon. V'yaniach acher b'mekamo, and he places down another one in its place. V'lo yiga b'Yisrael, and the Yisrael doesn't touch any mashkon. Not the one that's coming, not the one that's going. The guy just does the switch. That is the best way. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph. Mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael min ha'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a guy on Shabbos. V'choseim umala be'arko shalahem. And the guy will sign for you and bring it up in the goyish courts. B'chsav shalahem, says the Ramah, in their writing, in other words, not in Lashon HaKodesh, in another language, de'eino aser rak mederabonon. That writing on Shabbos, when it's not Lashon HaKodesh, is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Umishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gozru. And because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they will not gozer. I'm telling the guy to sign on your behalf in this other language. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Memhei Liknos Bayis. The Kesar Hu Osa, how you buying a house on Shabbos? Mara lo kisim shel dinarim. You show the guy the bags of money that you have, the Ha'inu Yehudi Chosem, and the guy signs for you, Umala Barkos, and it brings it up to the courts, Aval Aser Litein Lomos Lahedya. But you cannot go ahead and hand over money to the guy on Shabbos, even if it's to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. Sivkotan Menvab Eretz Yisrael, Visurya Ke Eretz Yisrael Adavarzeh. Surya, even though the Gemara discusses that as a kibush yochid, it is considered like Eretz Yisrael agabi. This inyan came because of a Rambam. So writes the Rambam. V'ayim b'magen Avraham, ashekosa b'zeh. Look at the Magen Avraham when he writes about this inyan. Sevkotan memzayin de'enu aser. So the Ramah said that if they write the signature in the ksav shalahem, in their language, it's only going to be aser midrabonim. Ratzalomer haksiva zohi midrabonim. Since this writing that the goy is doing for you is only the Rabbonim, So you telling a guy to do anything is the Rabbanan. So Mamela have a shvus the shvus aide in a Yehudi. Telling the guy to sign for you in this other language is a Rabbanan on the Rabbanan. Umishum hachi hitiru mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they were matterit for the mitzvah of yishav Eretz Yisrael. However, this is very not poshut. V'ayim b'bir halacha she'bi'arno. Look in the b'bir halacha where he explained. Didas or zarua. This sheet of the Ramah is bringing down, which is the Or Zarua, is Das Yechidohi. It's a Das Yochid. He's the only one of this opinion. The Ein Lo Shum Mokum B'Shas. There is no source in the Gemara to say that writing in another language on Shabbos is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Chol HaPoskim Chokim Azeh. All the Poskim argue on this. V'svirlu, and they hold the af b'ksav shalahem, even writing in a Goyish language, who iser midaraisa. That is an iser midaraisa, just like writing in Lashon HaKodesh, the b'chol Lashon chayiv k'di'isa b'mishna. Any Lashon you are chayiv on, like the Mishnah in Shabbos says. V'afilu hachi hitiru b'kan ayidei eino Yehudi mishum yishev Eretz Yisrael. So even though the way the Ramah brought the Or Zarua to explain this heter, is as a shvus to shvus, you're telling a guy to write in English, which is the Rabbana for a mitzvah. But all the poskim argue with this Or Zarua and say it's an Issa Daraisa. So they will matter you to tell a guy to do an Issa Daraisa over here for the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Aftaham Mechaber Pasak L'chamon Simin Shin Zayin Siv Hey. Even though the Mechaber Paskins in the next Simin, the Melocha Doraisa Oser Ayidei Eino Yehudi Afilu Tzarech Mitzvah. The Mechaber Paskins explicitly that to ask a guy to do a Melocha Doraisa for you, even for a mitzvah, is Oser. So how are you telling the guy to sign for you in English or any other language, which is an Issur D'Oraisa according to all the poskim except for the Or Zarua, for the purposes of a mitzvah? So says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Mechaber Paskins it's Aser, Ze Adifa. This mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is more important, and therefore here the Mechaber is matter it. Normally he doesn't matter it, here he's matter it. Ulefize, according to this, Aser Lomar Le'enu Yehudi B'Shabbos Lichtov Michtov Afilu Tzarech Mitzvah. You can't ask a guy to write any kind of writing for you, even for the tzarech of a mitzvah. In lo shu gam kein tzarech gadol esher yesh lahakel. So the Chavetz Chaim, if it's a tzarech mitzvah, and it's also a tzarech gadol, then maybe you could be lenient. V'ayin la'el b'simen reish ayin vav sif beiz b'haga. Now I want to point out a few notes. First of all, if you turn to the next page, on the bottom, note 45, he writes, m'shibura shem kosav sha'ashlo hichmir gam b'mokom shu tzarech gadol. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here that Esher, telling a guy to do a Daraisa, is mutter if it's both a Makom Mitzvah and a Tzarech Gadol, the Mishnah Berurah brought earlier from the Shlah that says even if a Tzarech Gadol, it is not allowed. That is point number one. Point number two, just working backwards, note number 44, which is across from 198 on the bottom, he says, Masha lo hekel af bishar mitzvos. And the reason why we're not lenient even by other mitzvos to have a guy write for you, machma sheyochol ha'akum lichtov klachayad. Maybe I should be able to ask a guy to write for me, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, because if he wants, he could write it with a shinui, klachayad, kigon biyad b'smol, he could write it with his left hand, or something similar. Umasha kosev biyamin lahanosahu oseh. It happens to me it's easier for him to do it that way. That's why he's doing it. Like we talk about it, if you're having a non-Jewish help in the house to wash dishes on Yontif, or Shabbos even, so you can on Shabbos, you can't tell them to use the hot water, but you can ask them to wash the dishes in a way that's mutter, and if they choose to use hot water because it's more comfortable for their hands, so they're allowed to do it because they're doing it for themselves and not doing it for you. So over here, the question is, why can't we tell a guy to do writing for us, even if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, because the guy has the option to do with a Shinui, which would downgrade it to a Derabbanan. So says Chaim Kinievsky, Shemeachar v'kosher lichtov kach, since it's very hard to write with your other hand or with any kind of Shinui, so ein omrim she'efsher she'asakein. You can't say it's maybe he'll write it that way, because it's very difficult to write it that way, and therefore you cannot tell a guy to do writing, which is D'Oraisa, for a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, the most important note over here that I want to end with is note number 43. We just brought a shita that the Ramah brought from the Or Zarua that writing in another language, that's not Lashon HaKodesh, is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Now, all the poskim, as we saw, argue with this and say that it's D'Oraisa, there's no difference. But like we find many times in Halacha, sometimes to come out L'maisa in certain cases, if you know a Das Yochid, sometimes you're able to rely on it. So they bring a couple of examples of when we actually rely on the Shita of the Or Zarua in a place of need, Halach L'maisa. U'le'inyin kavod ha'meis. When it comes to the honor of a meis, Kagon shetzrichim sherofe yichtov teudas petira lifnei sir mishmarto. Someone was nifter in the hospital, and you need a doctor to sign the death certificate before he goes home and finishes his watch. V'im lo yichtov kais, if he doesn't sign it right now, so yigrom liikov halavaya ubizui hames b'motzei Shabbos, is going to cause a delay in the levaya. It's going to be a visa of the mace. It's going to be a whole to-do. You have a doctor right now, a Goyisha doctor, that could sign the death certificate, and it'll be a much smoother and a much greater covenant mace. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shemuter lomar lenochri sheyotavenu. You could tell the guy to write the death certificate. Bitziruv shita sa'orzeru v'arama. By factoring in this sheet of the orzeru and the rama, sheksiva belaz eina asura min haTorah. Normally, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a d'oraisa, even for a dvar mitzvah, even for a kavod ames. But over here, since we have this shita to rely on, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, we can view it as a shvus to shvus. We can rely on that das yachid of the Or Zeruah that the Ramah brings down, and we can say it's a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah for the kavod ames, and it would halach l'maisa be mutter. That's one case. V'chein l'gabi cholosh she'en bo sakana. So too, if you have someone on Shabbos who's sick, a cholosh she'en bo sakana, She'enu yochol aleches b'Shabbos l'rofe shomer Shabbos. He can't go to a frum doctor. O she'yochol, or he could go to a frum doctor. Elo she'rofe she'enu shomer Shabbos mumcha yoser. But the more expert doctor in this field is a not frum Jew. So kosa b'shalos and shuvas yad yitzchok she'yochol aleches l'rofe she'enu shomer Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the doctor that's not frum. Afilu kishiyodeya she'yitov lo mirshem b'Shabbos. Even though you know this yid is going to write you a prescription on Shabbos. So by going to this doctor, you know you have strep. And going to this doctor, you know he's going to write a prescription. He's going to be writing on Shabbos for you. So he says it's mutter. The Yad Yitzchok says that it's mutter. Ubetame heter tzirif es dasa or zarua she'ein iser ksiva midaraisa b'ksav laz. So again, it's relying on this shita of the Or Zeruah that writing on Shabbos in Lashon Laz and not Lashon HaKodesh is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore it's a much more lenient case of the Iver, and that's why this is brought down as well from the Yad Yitzchok that it would be permissible. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.